Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
More. I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back finally. I'm sorry, naughty boy. And they're like, you're probably even giving out that it's too late. But anyway, we'll get on with the show in a second. Just want to say the upcoming work in progress shows are nothing. There's none coming up. I've done them all. I'm going to tell you all about it. I'm off on my holidays. And after that, it's the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I'll put the link to the where you can buy the tickets for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in the description to this podcast. And also, if you're in Dublin this weekend, I'll be performing at the Ivy Gardens Paddy Power Comedy Festival, which will be I'll be on performing at 7:30 on the Saturday and 4:30 on the Sunday. I'll be alongside Foil Arms and Hog on the main stage. So if you're around Dublin, I may see you there. Right, let us do this. Yeah, baby, it's back. We're back for this Friday, the 22nd of July, 2022. Hello, Steve-O Podcast is back after a hiatus for 1 week. In which I spent last week apologizing to so many of you, going, I'm sorry, it didn't happen. I genuinely forgot. And embarrassingly, on Instagram stories, I was doing videos of me playing bloody guitar and procrastinating last Friday afternoon when I should have been doing the bloody podcast. But anyway, I know lots of you going, how do you forget? How do you forget that you have a podcast to do? Would you not put a reminder in your phone if I have to hear another person tell me that? Look, it's just not the way my brain works. And to be honest with you, as I spoke to so many people, it's okay to take a bloody week off from the podcast, especially with everything that has been going on. Last week, before I forgot to do the before I got to do the podcast, I did 4 work in progress shows in a week. So I had, to be quite honest with you, enough on my brain. And the night before I forgot to do the podcast, so that was Thursday. I'm going to get the date up here now because I'm using my calendar again. Thursday the 14th of July. I was due to put out a podcast last Friday the 15th of July. So Thursday the 14th of July, I had a crazy mental breakthrough in the show. That meant my head was honestly in a completely different space. Now, if you were one of the 5 people who were there, that's right, I performed to 5 people. And I think, I could be wrong, but I think that that show was possibly my favorite show out of the 9 that I did. And I've done them to full rooms. Like this week, on Wednesday this week, I did it to a full room in Cassidy's in Dame Street. Stitches Comedy Club. It was a great room, full room, loads of people there, but yet the 5 people were better. And why? Because I found something. I found something that night. I found a bit of magic that night. And those of you who were there that night, I know there's one in particular person, the poet, I'll say no more, was there, front row. Very thankful to the for him for coming and for the great chat that we had afterwards, because he could see. He was there to witness that I found something special on that night. Yes, it may need to be refined. However, you can't refine if you don't have any. You'd like to refine a diamond, wouldn't you? You don't want to. At least you have the fucking diamond. That's the point I'm trying to make here. So I was so grateful to find that on that evening. It was bloody mental. And before I go any further, I know I'm going to forget it, but.
Cassidy's was great on Wednesday. That was my last of the Work in Progress shows. But thank you. And a big shout out to, and I hope this puts a massive smile on your face, to Mengya, who came to the show, I shouldn't feel bad because it's not my fault. And she has admitted that it is her fault that she unfortunately went to the wrong Cassidy's and so arrived at my show halfway during the bloody show. Which is fine. Got to chat to her. Got to chat to Mengya afterwards. Mengya has been listening to the podcast for quite a while now. So thank you so much for your support, Mengya. It was great. As she said herself, it's lovely to finally meet you in person, she said. And I was delighted to meet you. I'm delighted to meet the people who, the fans, the people who support the show, the people who make all this stuff be able to happen. It's so genuinely so grateful to meet you guys in person when I do get to meet you. So thank you so much to Mengya for coming. Mengya I suppose I'm not going to give away your address, but living in Dublin for a while now, but she's originally from North China. And so it was great to meet, to see that we're crossing all the cultural barriers. Is it a barrier? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying I love a diverse audience. Because on that night in Stitches, we had... do you know what? This will be impressive. I can remember where everybody in the back row was from. They're all at an English language speaking school. We had Honduras, Brazil, Spain, and Argentina. Four guys, one girl. The girl was the Spanish one. And I don't think I've ever performed to an Argentinian. So he didn't believe me that I was half Argentinian in the show. And sure, all you have to do in that situation is go, here, check out me passport, whip up the old arm and show the old Diego Maradona tattoo. He was like, holy shit, you are. So that was a great show. Anyway, I'm going all over the shop here. But shout out to Mengya. Thank you so much for coming. And thank you for hanging around to say hello afterwards as well. I didn't necessarily know who you were. Yeah, it was great. And I'm glad you enjoyed it as well, even though you only got to see half of it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's been a wild couple of weeks, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why I didn't bring out the podcast last week. I think some people are like, what's the big deal? Just do another podcast. It's easy, Stephen, isn't it? Listen, I do enjoy it, but it's been hectic last few weeks. And when you're really trying to do your best, sorry, a distraction here now. And I'm just going to explain to you exactly what's happening as I do it. There is 1, 2, 3 piles of paper on the floor, and they're actually in different formats. So one is a pile of clumps of yellow pages, yellow A4 pages, of which I've written all over, and they're stapled together in certain clumps, and I don't know why. Oh, this is one that says I did it on the 30th of May, 2022, and it's notes from a Zoom riff. So that means I just went on to the microphone one day, and I just started talking about anything and everything, and whatever came out of my head, out of the stream of consciousness, I listened back to it and I wrote it down afterwards. So I've written down here things like the world needs more mental people, mental bastards like Gandhi, weddings, no one remembers a well-balanced person, teachers, parenting is an adventure, like all that kind of stuff. So, like, this is the thing. I don't know how you file all this shit. But anyway, so, and then the next pile of paper is notes that I was taking from a book, right? So that's those two yellow, that's the yellow pile. Then I have a pile of typed stuff. So this looks very neat. It looks like nearly professional. It looks like I'm writing a novel. And I've stapled together, I think, oh my God, this is chunky. This is quite the word count. 9 pages. I've put together 9 pages of what I attempted to do is write out, to type out routines. Now, it's just I never end up performing them that way. But yeah, so that's the next pile. But this is the thing that caught my eye, is the third pile. And this is actually written on the back of a script for a TV show that I auditioned for. And I was like, fuck the TV show. I'm going to use the back of this script to write ideas and notes. And this particular page, these pages that I stapled together, for some reason, there was lots of stuff coming and it was really good. And I've literally written down the last page. That's what I wanted. I'm going to use that in the Ivy Gardens this weekend. At some stage, I made a list at the back of this clump of pages and ideas of, I made a list of the dating demands that girls make on their Instagram, on their dating profile pages. Because I noticed that when you're on dating apps, that they can be the girls in kind of like, you're supposed to introduce yourself. You're supposed to tell the other person a little bit about yourself. You're supposed to go, these are the things I like. I like to do hiking. I like, you know, I like sea swimming. And, you know, I like bacon and banana bread. And, like, sometimes I just want to cuddle. Do you know what I mean? That's about me. Here's where I'm from. Here's what I work at. Blah, 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 blah. But what I've noticed on the dating apps is that it's not so much telling you where girls are telling you about themselves. It's kind of turned into a list of demands. This is some of the stuff that the people put in their, women put in their profile page, that is not telling you about themselves. It's more saying, this is what I want. That's what they should, this is going to be a routine. That's what they need to put in their section. Not, here's about me, here's what I want. Here are a list of my demands, basically. I've listed 12 things here. Number one is emotionally available. I want you to be emotionally available, okay? Number two is be ready to travel the world. Okay, we haven't met. We haven't had a conversation yet, but I know that to go on a date with you, I've got to be ready to travel the world. I've got to pack my suitcase just to get a fucking date with you. Is that what you're saying? Number three was down to earth, but have a wild side as well. This whole thing leaves no room for anybody to get to know anybody. Imagine a fella did this, is all the things that he wanted from a woman. You'd be a misogynistic prick, wouldn't you? Number four, has to be into fitness. Number five, must love dogs. Honestly, more people put the necessity up to love a dog more than the woman herself at this stage on these dating apps. There's an obsession with fucking dogs on these things. Number six, must be funny. Not everybody's a comedian. And why is the pressure that the fella has to be funny? You know? Lots of them like to put things like, you better be ready for me being seriously funnier than you, just saying. They like to say that as well, right? And then you talk to them, it's like, oh, you think you're funny, you're just rude. Number seven, want kids. Number eight, if you can't handle me at my best, la 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 la. Number nine, I hope you can teach me how to cut. This is true. I just made a list of things that I found. Someone said, I hope you can teach me how to kite surf. What the fuck? And these will be the same people that will be on some fucking, they'll be in a newspaper column as well. Like, I don't know why I'm single. Fucking men. Men are the problem. Number 10, we'll get on if you own a wetsuit. There you are now. That doesn't say what it's for, you know? Could be for anything. Maybe that's just a kink that she has. Number 11, you better be looking for marriage. We haven't even met. And you better be looking for marriage. And number 12, we'll swipe right for dog pics and dad jokes. So that's why I was drawn to this this list of things. That came into my head in the shower today, that list. And I was like, where the fuck is that list? I need to get back to that because there's definitely some routines to be written off the back of that. But that's the dating world, let me tell you. I know girls have a hard time in the dating life. I know girls have it hard on the apps and all that kind of stuff. However, take a look in the mirror as well. You're fucking mental as well. The stuff that you guys put up. And I know men are fucking idiots to girls on the buddy ass, but you girls are fucking mental as well, okay? Take a look in the mirror. Anyway, that's rant over. So yeah, as I was saying to you, it's been a mental couple of weeks. It's been a mental couple of weeks in Ireland. It's hot again today as I'm recording this. It's gone sweaty again. But we got into the highest temperatures on record since records began, happened in Dublin there recently. It was 34 degrees or whatever. And they're like putting out red weather warnings, which is kind of funny. I don't know why they do that in these countries, but you know, you wouldn't get, the old Brazilians aren't worried about that. Do you know what I mean? But of course you get the Dubs going round, you know, in Dublin, the inner city Dubs, you know, pasty white inner city Dubs taking off their bleeding tops, you know, walking around. Sorry, you wearing sunscreen? No, fucking, I got black. That's right. You changed race. Well done. Good man. And you get, definitely there was a, God bless, a woman on the boardwalk. I think, I don't know if it was the heroin or the sunstroke, but anyway, she was not in a good way. Ambulance. And I actually saw that on the way to the Cassidy's gig. It's just weird. Like, she was evidently, I don't know if she was in the middle of a seizure. I reckon it was something that she'd taken had gone wrong. But she was quite solid on her side and her eyes were kind of glazed open. But everybody around her, her mates and all that, were like having the crack. Like, having a squirting competition, but they had some squirty guns, and they're like, yeah, stop squirting me, will you? I was like, is anybody concerned here? But that's Ireland for you. The sun comes out and no one gives a bollocks.
Ah, my mate's dying over there, but it's grand. Here, give us a go with your squirt gun and fucking rousing.
I hope she's all right, but I think by the way that the ambulance men were with her and her mates around her, I got the feeling that it might be a regular occurrence. A little slight OD on something maybe, but that she'll be okay, because they didn't seem to be too panicked. So I hope she's okay. But the sun has been out in Dublin, so there's been lots of ice cream. The windows in my house have been open the whole bloody time. Of course, in winter, it's not warm enough. I live in a very old house. In winter, it's not warm enough, but in summer, it's fucking roasting. And, yeah, it has been nice, though. I haven't been out in it too much. I went for a big cycle one day. I do need to, maybe I'll do that this afternoon, cycle out to the nearest beach, maybe out to Dollymount or something like that, and hop in the sea. I think the great thing about sun in general, the heat, I mean, it's a bit intense, the heat, but it does put people in a better mood. My daughter is over in Portugal right now, and it's next level over there. It's hitting 40 some days over there. But when it gets too hot, there's a fine line with the heat and the sun being out. There's a fine bloody line. And when it gets too hot, people are just fed up and they stay in the house. And you have to have like the shutters, the blinds down so that the sun isn't heating up the room. So you're kind of sitting in darkness, basically. While it's really, really sunny outside, you're sitting in darkness trying to keep yourself cool. It gets a little bit miserable, you know what I mean, you know? But I think in general, it has lifted the mood. Because we were all worried in Ireland and in Dublin for sure.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That we weren't going to get much of a summer at all because it wasn't looking great for a while. But thank goodness we had one solid week there and it looks like we'll get a few more days. And then there was a lovely storm the other day. That was kind of nice. It started to spit rain a little bit and then thunder and lightning hit and I went out on the road with my daughter and we kind of just watched a bit of lightning and we sang in the rain for a little bit. And it was actually a lovely feeling because when you've been too hot for a couple of days, it's just like, feck it, let's go sing in the rain. So yeah, what news? What is going on in the world? Boris Johnson has stepped down as leader of the Tory party. And I'm not going to lie, I know you guys are going mental. I know there's people listening over in the UK now. This is going to really anger you. But like, I'm going to miss him, you know? I miss Trump. I miss the entertainment. You know? I think that's very, you know, obviously that's a comedic perspective on it all. But I just miss the bloody entertainment, you know? And so, yeah, Boris is stepping down. That's the news. I'm not going to start talking about that. Are you joking me? Fucking joking me. But Boris is stepping down. The war in Ukraine is still happening. Inflation is through the roof for everyone. Although my cousin just came over from Argentina. And let me say, ladies and gentlemen, perspective, okay? 1 euro is worth 380 peso right now. That's how worthless their money is over there at the moment. So, perspective, you know? We're all going through bloody tough times here as well, like fuel prices going up and all that kind of shit. But it's kind of, you know, it is tough. Look, I'm not belittling it at all. I'm going through it myself. Fucking rent and houses and all that shit. You're bleeding choking me. But sure, we'll all be dead soon. So that's the way I look at it. So why not? Let's have a bit of crack anyway of this sunny Friday. So I'm just trying to be looking at it because, like, the work in progress thing, you know, when you're building a new hour, you're building a new show, man, does it have ups and downs. It's like an intense version of life. One day you have an amazing show, another day you have the shittest show ever, and you're thinking, what am I even doing fucking in stand-up comedy? What am I doing, you know? Why am I going to Edinburgh for a whole month to do a show every day? For a whole month, what is wrong with me? And then you have a day after that, the day that you're actually thinking of giving it up, when something cracks and a little bit of magic seeps through and you go through an amazing moment. And it was amazing. So I'm very grateful for it. I also neglected to say at the top of this, I just didn't talk about this on social media and I didn't say anything, but I was actually very unwell for a couple of days, like 3 days, bedbound for 3 days. So that fed into the exhaustion and that fed into the it was like the week before I did the 3 days before I had to do the 4 days of work in progress shows, I was very unwell. No jokes. Bedbound. And there was nothing I could do about that. I just had, my body was switching off and I had to kind of just fucking deal with that. Which is annoying, you know, when you have got shit to fucking do. Now, I just prefer not to talk about that kind of stuff because I see my role in this relationship with you guys just to keep you bloody laughing. Or keep you going, he's a fucking idiot. Keep you entertained on some level. But if I'm going through a shitty time, I don't want to fucking come on here and start talking about that. You know what I mean? That's what I pay a fucking therapist for. You guys don't have to listen to that. It's good to talk. I know I can hear you. But Stephen, it's good to talk. Yeah, it's good to shut the fuck up too. No, but so yeah, that all fed into me not doing the podcast last week, etc., etc. But I wasn't going to put a post on Instagram going, sorry guys, I'm not doing the podcast, I'm not feeling well, so I get loads of messages. Oh, what's wrong? You okay? Have you got COVID? Have you got AIDS? You know? So that all fed into the challenges of the next week. And then you're dealing with different rooms to do the work in progress shows because, you know, I'm not at the point where I have a fan base where people are going, oh, Steve-O's doing new shows. Let's all go fucking see Steve-O because we want to see Steve-O. You're actually dealing with rooms in comedy clubs where people are just there to see comedy. They're not sure necessarily what the contract is, how many acts are going to be on. Oh, got to watch this one person for an hour. Oh, fuck this. And they might not be into it, you know? But I did. So you're up against that challenge. I did do one show where the room was full of people and it was easily the worst show I'd ever done. Easily. I think that was probably the room to the most people I did. But it just happened to be what was going on that evening. The show had gone on a little bit too long and I was supposed to be the big inverted commas closer. But the audience were exhausted by the time I came on. They'd seen hours, literally hours of comedy at that stage. Fucking Chris Rock would have gone up there. They wouldn't have laughed. Maybe that's not true, but so yeah. And you're just working out new angles on the material and blah, 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 blah. So I was really down after that gig. I'm not going to lie to you. After having been unwell for a couple of days, the motivation levels or the self-confidence levels, that's the word I'm looking for, are pretty low. So then when you have a show like that, you're literally going, oh, fuck me, I did not need that. I did not need that bloody show. And it was a long walk home that night, let me tell you. And the next day, I'm actually not going to name him because I think I have a feeling I'm going to be doing interviews in the future on television shows or whatever like that, on chat shows when I'm promoting a tour that I'm going on around the UK, Ireland and Australia, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what's going to happen. End of. That's what I'm going for, right? And I'll be doing these interviews and somebody will say, you had a breakthrough moment in your career creatively and the way that you approach your stand-up, and you're going to go, and I'm going to go, yeah. And you know what? I'm going to have to thank this person, because this person gave me some advice which is the most loving and kind and brilliant and just great advice that meant that the next night I was able to go up in front of 4 to 5 people and it was mayhem in the best possible way. Now, the reason I'm not going to name that person is because... I'd like to give the individual the credit one day on a bigger platform. But also, this person has been encouraging to me since then as I go through the motions of trying different things out. And they're actually embracing a part of me that I know is actually in there, but for whatever reason, it's not necessarily coming out fully on stage all the time. It's been there. There's been definite glimpses of it, but... sometimes in this stuff, or sometimes in life, or when, like, we all do this, no matter what job you're in, you can take yourself in the work too seriously. Or you can, Dame Judi Dench said this, and it's very good. Do not take yourself seriously, but take your work seriously. And that's a good separation, because if you're not taking yourself seriously, then you can carry it all a bit lighter. Yes, get stuck into the work. Yes, think up loads of ideas. Yes, try and figure it out. But don't define yourself by how that work goes, or by how good you are at your job, or good or bad, how successful or how shit you are at your job. Not to define yourself by either. And that's a very difficult thing to do when you're a person, an individual, performing in front of an audience on stage, looking for constant feedback, i.e. laughter, that if it doesn't go well, to try, like, as when you're on it and something doesn't go well, you can be in the right mindset where you can go, that's fine, I know what I need to work on, I could, you know, do better at this, that, blah, 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 blah. But when you're at a low point, or you're feeling a bit vulnerable, or you haven't been well for a couple of days, or your confidence isn't that big, when you get those kicks, you can end up going, what the fuck am I doing with my life? But this person gave me the right words, the right encouragement, the right love to kind of just go, just be funny. Don't overthink it. Just be funny. Have the crack up there. Be silly. And what ensued on the night after I had the shitty night with the room, I went to On Show on a Thursday. Aidan Green did his fantastic show before me for an hour. And the audience came back and sat to watch me for an hour. And it was wild, thinking up stuff on the spot, just being, you know, going off on these narratives that I've never even bloody thought about before, having the crack with the audience, doing stuff on stage that I've never done before. And to have audience members, and that actually, now I remember that, on that night, and the following night in On Show, so in both those places, I got to visibly watch members of the audience wiping tears from their eyes. Not because they were crying, because it was absolute shite. But they were crying with laughter. And that's the best feeling. That's the only reason I do it. That's the only reason I want to do this. Nothing else. Not money. Obviously you fucking want money and all that kind of stuff. But like, I'm not the thing that makes me want to do it is not money. The thing that makes me want to do isn't like some people want to be famous. I don't want to be a comedian to be famous. And there's a downside to that as well, because then therefore I'm not always great at the PR side of things. But do you know what I'm saying? The only thing that gets me going, the only thing that motivates me to want to do it, is to see that somebody wiping a tear away for their eyes. And actually, the first time I ever saw that was the reason I do stand-up comedy in the first place. Before I was doing stand-up comedy, I spoke at my mum's 60th birthday party. Years before I was doing comedy. It was around the time I started doing stand-up. And I saw my uncle wiping tears from his eyes as I was doing this whole ridiculous speech at my mum's 60th. And there was that moment of seeing my uncle Peter wiping tears from his eyes that made me go, I want to do stand-up comedy. Because that was a good feeling. So to see that happening, doing the work in progress shows was the reason that I do it. It's beautiful, and it just makes you kind of go, oh, you really feel part of something? I don't feel... loads of performers are different. I don't feel like, ooh, look at me, I'm amazing. That's not what I feel at all. I feel, look what we created, me and the audience. Look what we did together. because obviously it doesn't work without an audience. And yes, I know that, you know, I did something as well, absolutely. But the real joy that I get is feeling part of something altogether. Because then we all have the crack afterwards about what it was that happened and how it was mad or whatever, you know? So it was stark contrast to the night before that, where I just felt I was standing there and I was going through routines and telling jokes, and I was becoming more and more angry by the apathy of the crowd, and I less and less wanted to be up there. And it's okay to go with those feelings, I learned, and kind of go, well, talk about that on stage then and make that funny as well. So it's been a long journey with this show. I'm not going to say that it's finished, but there's absolutely a show there. Absolutely, there is a show there. I've performed. I have easily an hour of material. I ended up in stitches last week doing 55 minutes, and I was like, I didn't even do half the stuff I was supposed to do. So there's a show there. There's no doubt about that. It's more about crafting it out now and learning how to make certain aspects of it more silly and more fun and not stick to just routines. I have an idea of what the show was about through the material that I'm doing, and I just need to eke little bits of it out a little bit more and give it a strong... but it doesn't have to be too strong. Like, at the end of the day, as one punter said to me the other day, we couldn't give a fuck about the narrative of the show. You're making us laugh. Just do that. Who gives a shit if there's a theme to this show? You're making us fucking laugh. And do that for 15 minutes. And if that's all you're fucking doing, then fine. I'm happy with that. So, there's that as well. I feel like I have the option of both. I can go in and make people laugh for nearly an hour, and I can add a little bit of a string of a narrative to it, but I'm not too interested in the narrative thing. It's going to be a very loose narrative, and because ultimately it should be a silly show. And I want people to feel, leaving this show in Edinburgh that starts on August the 3rd, when they leave Edinburgh, that they feel that we were all part of something. We made something. And I'm getting that sense from the last couple of work in progress shows, where people are coming up and going, wow, we experienced something, and we know it's not going to happen tomorrow night because each show is unique. Each show is going to be a little bit different. Each show is going to be a little bit zany in a unique and individualistic way to the people, to the people that attended the show on that evening. Like the show on the two shows and on show where I was much more freestyling and playing games within the freestyling while still getting through material. Very different shows. Very different shows. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. And again, thank you to all of you that have come to the shows. I appreciate it. Thank you to all of you who do support this podcast and still continue to listen to it. And thank you to those of you who are telling your mates about it. I love keeping in touch with you guys. So thank you for the messages. Well, keep the messages coming in. Most of you seem to want to just message me on Instagram, which is totally cool. So thank you for the messages. If I don't reply to you straight away, I apologize. I will get to them. I do get some mental cases as well, writing mental shit as well. So you do have to kind of ignore that sometimes as well. If I don't get back to you, consider yourself being mental, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But again, listen, it's been a wild ride. And I'm at the Ivy Gardens Festival this weekend. I was hanging out with Jason Byrne and Tommy Tiernan and Helen Bauer, my friend over from London. She's big in the UK now as well. We started out in comedy together at the same time. There's loads of great acts. So if you're in Dublin this weekend, come to the Ivy Gardens Comedy Festival. There's loads of great shows on. I'll put the links into the description of this podcast. I'm on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday is the main tent with Foil Arms and Hogs, so it's the big, big fat tent. So it'll be cool to see some of you guys there. Thank you again so much. I'm sorry about last week, but I think I've explained it. I had enough on my bloody plate. Thank you very much. And will there be a podcast next week? I'm thinking about it. I'm going to have to record it before I go because I'm going to Portugal on Monday for a week. So it'll be a pre-record if I do. And that's it for the moment, ladies and gentlemen. I hope this keeps you good company on this Friday or of the weekend or whenever you listen to it. And that's it. Thanks for all the love. Enjoy the sun wherever in the world you are. And thank you again for the support. Peace. And love, 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 love.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.